This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 5:35 in the evening. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. Today, we look at this report about how a viral video of worm-infested cherries posted online in Canada has affected sales of the fruit in Hong Kong markets.
Yeah, so this is about a video showing a person opening cherries in close-up shots, and then you'll see worms wiggling inside these fruits.
A protein surprise.
Yeah, so the video has over 50 million views online in the South China Morning Post reports. Wholesale prices have been broadly weaker compared to last year, and some of the biggest fruit import firms in Hong Kong are saying the video has become a major turnoff, and there's a lot of confidence deficit when it comes to buying cherries from consumers. And ironically, the video was posted back in Canada, and it did not mention where these cherries even came from. But the psychological effect is quite devastating, especially the damage a single video can do, and more so when you think the idea of finding worms in cherries or any fruit is not something unusual at all.
No, of course not. But I think the reason why cherries might be extra upsetting is because, unlike something like oranges or apples, where you cut it first or you open it up to look at it before you eat it, a cherry you just pop.
Right. That's yeah. True. That's true.
Exactly.
You don't really, you know, open it.
Yeah, you just like, correct. Yeah, exactly. So the Northwest Cherry Growers, an industry group in the US consisting of 2,500 farmers, said it approached the person who posted the video for more info, but they didn't get any reply. And this has come, of course, after US cherry exports to Hong Kong fell. They also reiterated that US authorities actually have very stringent food safety protocols to check on these things.
Yes, I guess that's the bane of disinformation, right? The thing is, these cherries could have been grown in someone's backyard. The video, you know, could have come from Europe, China, Iran, or other regions where cherries are grown. In fact, Hong Kong's food safety watchdog says it only received one complaint of worms inside cherries since 2017. And even that single case is still under investigation. So there's just some unwarranted paranoia. And I think even the words being used to describe these videos, such as maggot infestation in cherries and all that, you know, it kind of scares people. And like you said, the fact that it's also cherries, because it's like blood red, and when it's a close-up shot and they open it like that, you know, it's kind of scary also. So in the report, they also quoted a doctor saying that even if consumers mistakenly eat these fruits, which has the eggs of fruit flies, basically, they don't pose any health issues. So you are safe.
And back on Bursa Malaysia, shares of Dialog Group Berhad rose to its highest level in 10 months. What's happening there?
Yeah, so this is Dialog Group's best performance since October 2018, and mainly it was boosted by stronger crude oil prices and its recurring income business. So on Tuesday, BlackRock, which is the world's largest asset manager, raised its shareholding in Dialog Group to 1.89%, and analysts have also painted a positive outlook towards companies with stable recurring earnings like Serba Dynamic and also Dialog Group. So the counter closed up 2.7% at RM3.47.
Sean, thank you very much for that delightful market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.